Continuing with the prayer Jesus taught us, we pray for our needs in Luke chapter 11. Today we will conclude the series of our study on the Lord's Prayer. This fourth petition is an invitation to turn to God for the things that matter to our lives, even though they seem minor when it comes to the greatness of all God does and has done for us. Even when we think about what God continues to do for us and will do for us, this request from us is still important. The importance of prayer is not that we get the things we need, but that we will be in relationship with the Creator of all things. God chooses us to be part of God in all aspects of our lives. God does not say, "Only come to me in prayer when things are difficult or when you are hungry, and then I will help you or give you something to eat." God gives to us constantly and wants us to be with God in all our conversations. When is the last time you asked God for some oxygen? If you're on a respirator or have a breathing disorder, you may have prayed for air, but have you prayed that God would make some more air? We do not ask God to make water, but God makes water every day just for God's creation. We ask for many things in prayer, most of which are not necessary, but we ask just the same. What is God that we should think of as our vending machine we go to for all our needs and then move on with the life we live? Jesus teaches us how to pray and includes the things we need, like our daily bread. The daily bread is more than just bread. This petition is about talking to a God that knows what we need and gives to us freely. When Moses led the people out of Egypt, God fed them daily. On that journey, God said, "Take what you need for each day and trust that tomorrow you will be fed again." God asked the Hebrew people to have faith in a God that has already shown God's power and faithfulness to the people who were slaves for over 400 years. God provided bread, meat, water, and clothing, and all the people had to do was have faith and follow Moses. Moses, by the way, was led by God and was told where to go every day. God gives us this day our daily bread. Should have a new meaning to us when we remember Jesus told us to pray this way. Our final petitions are confessional in our sin and in our understanding of who God is. We ask God to forgive us and to keep us from being tempted in these last words of this prayer. Nevertheless, Jesus tells us to confess that we will also offer forgiveness to our neighbors. We cannot ask for something we are not willing ourselves to offer someone else, can we? Asking God to feed us, forgive us, and keep us from being tempted by the evil in this world is a confession of who we believe God to be. The gift of the Holy Spirit comes to us in this prayer to remind us that God has opened the gate of God's kingdom and righteousness for all creation in Jesus Christ. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, remember us in your kingdom, and lead us into your righteousness, and through the open gate of Jesus Christ, let us give all the glory to you, Father, in all we do. Amen.